USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall right now. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're renovating tremendous amounts of wall, which is good stuff that's in very bad shape with massive holes in it and fencing coming down. It's being beautifully renovated. In some cases, we have to replace it. We renovate some, we replace some, we build some new. But the wall is going up right now in all different forms.
President Trump at the White House regarding wall funding. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill as well, Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi was giving her weekly press conference where she talks about wall funding being included in that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 people dying. Forecasters are saying temperatures should start to moderate by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Record cold weather from a polar vortex has brought much of the United States to a standstill. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there will still be some flights canceled or delayed.
Murder charges are being filed against a man accused of anti-Semitic acts. Prosecutors say Mohammed tried to run over two men outside a synagogue in Los Angeles while yelling hateful remarks. Mohammed is due in court on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has been able to do one thing that only President Donald Trump has been able to do, and that's unite the Democrats against him. Most Democrats are of the opinion that if Schultz jumps in as an independent, he would take away votes from Democrats, thus helping out President Trump in 2020. Schultz was asked about this on Fox News.
I think the Democrats need a little bit less caffeine right now, is what I think. I think they've over-rotated completely, because it's very possible that if I run for president as a centrist independent, that more lifelong Republicans will come my way than Democrats. So I think the whole thing is just an overreaction in 24 hours. Let it all play out. Let people get to know me and let the story get out.
Schultz has also been taking some heat from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, to which he says,
I find that so offensive. First of all, Elizabeth Warren doesn't know me. I mean, I started from nothing. I'm self-made. Isn't that the promise of America, too, that regardless of your station in life or where you come from, that you can be successful in this country? I also think it's ludicrous. Elizabeth Warren, a number of years ago, knocked on my door and asked me for money when she was running for the Senate. So it's somewhat duplicitous, isn't it?
Did you donate?
No, I did not.
Elizabeth Warren?
No, I did not.
She didn't make the sale.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.